USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republicans of the House Judiciary Committee released a report on Friday that accuses the FBI and Justice Department of political bias. Ranking committee member Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says the report shows how bad things have gotten.
It's all driven by politics now over there, and that is, I mean, that's, look, we live in the greatest country ever. But America's not America if you have a Justice Department that treats people differently under the law. It's supposed to be equal treatment under the law. That's not happening.
The report details investigations Republicans plan to consider if they win a majority in the House after the midterm elections. President Biden is cheering the October jobs report, which revealed 261,000 jobs were created last month. The report also showing that hourly earnings rose by 0.4% in October. A state is saying not so fast on a $1 billion dividend payment to stockholders.
A judge in Washington state is temporarily blocking Albertsons from making a $4 billion dividend payment to stockholders. Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson filed a lawsuit to stop the payment before a proposed merger with Kroger. The lawsuit argues the payment would leave Albertsons short on cash during the process to review the merger, and that could put the company at a competitive disadvantage. Ferguson says Albertsons would have to borrow $1.5 billion to make the payment. Albertsons can appeal the ruling. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Houston Astros have a chance to close out the World Series on Saturday. Houston edged the Phillies 3-2 in Game 5 of the Fall Classic. The series now shifts back to Houston for Game 6 and a possible Game 7. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
President Joe Biden recently remarked that oil companies could face higher taxes if they don't lower the gap between wholesale and market prices. Oil company CEOs have denied unfounded allegations by Democrats that price gouging is taking place at the pump amid record profits for companies like ExxonMobil. Job Creators Network CEO Alfredo Ortiz calls out the Biden administration for waging war on American energy from day one.
David, we got to remember the Biden administration actually, they blamed the Putin price hike, but that was actually caused by the day one decision of declaring war on domestic energy production. Everything that we suffer right here is because of that, including this the incredible inflation we're suffering right now.
Researchers are continuing to look into a Christian monastery that was discovered in the Middle East.
An ancient Christian monastery, possibly dating as far back as the years before Islam spread, across the Arabian Peninsula, was discovered Thursday on an island off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. The monastery on Sinia Island sheds new light on the history of early Christianity in the Persian Gulf.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. The jackpot for this weekend's Powerball lottery drawing is now $1.5 billion. There hasn't been a Powerball winner since August. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.